AT&T has agreed to sell its cable properties to Philadelphia-based Comcast in a transaction worth about $72 billion. The deal will make Comcast the largest cable television company in the country. It was approved by AT&T's board after an earlier Comcast bid for the properties fell through. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Comcast will pay about $52 billion for the cable properties and also assume about $20 billion in AT&T's debt. The deal, which was announced late yesterday, will lead to an enormous realignment of the cable TV industry. Comcast will change its name to AT&T Comcast. It will have 23 million customers, many more than the next biggest cable company, AOL Time Warner, and it will be a major player in nearly all of the country's biggest markets, including Detroit, Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco. AT&T spent $100 billion over the years buying up cable systems. It was part of an ambitious attempt by Chairman Michael Armstrong to sell people phone and internet services over cable TV lines. But Wall Street was skeptical of the plan, and AT&T's stock price fell. Last summer, Comcast made an unsolicited attempt to buy the cable properties. AT&T refused, but the bid put the assets in play, and soon several big cable companies, including Cox Communications and AOL Time Warner, were also competing to acquire the assets. But Comcast ultimately prevailed anyway, partly because it was able to resolve some of AT&T's concerns about the new company's voting structure. The new company will be chaired by Armstrong, but about a third of the shares will be owned by the Roberts family, who now control Comcast. The sale of the cable properties will leave AT&T a much smaller company. It will still sell business and residential long-distance services, but that is a much less profitable business than it used to be. The deal with Comcast, which must be approved by federal regulators, is expected to be completed by the end of next year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.